first and foremost, might I say today on the record, that we are thinking on all of those families who have lost loved ones on the A5 road over the last number of years since its announcement in 2007. They have suffered the worst possible consequences of this dangerous road, the losses of sons and daughters, husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, friends and neighbours. This debate is not abstract. It is not about lines on a map or figures on a balance sheet. It is about people, people in West Tyrone, in Derry, in Donegal and beyond, who live every single day with the reality of a dangerous, crumbling A5 road. Over 50 lives have been lost on the A5 since the project was first announced. Dozens more have been left with life-changing injuries. Behind every statistic is a family, a community left in grief. That is why the A5 Enough is Enough campaign has had to exist. Families who should never have had to beg for a safe road have carried their pain with courage and dignity, determined to ensure no one else endures what they have had to endure. This is a road that unites us in our frustration, in our anger, in our shared demand for better. No party, no community, no tradition is untouched by the grief this road has caused. Every family travelling the A5 knows the anxiety, the dread, the moments of near misses. We are united in the pain it has inflicted and in the frustration of seeing promise after promise broken. Speaker, the A5 is not just about safety, it is about fairness. This is the main artery that connects Derry, Strabane, Omagh and Tyrone to Dublin and the wider island economy. It is the gateway for trade, for investment, for jobs. It is vital for agriculture, for hauliers, for businesses trying to get their goods to market. Without it, the North West is shackled, investment is deterred, businesses look elsewhere, and our young people are forced to leave to find opportunity elsewhere. Every delay has been a lost opportunity. Every delay has led to further loss of life. Every collapse has been another signal that this shambles of an executive treats our region as second class. And let's be absolutely clear where responsibility lies. This project has collapsed not once, not twice, but three times. And the trend is clear. Each collapse was avoidable. Each collapse was the result of ministerial failure. And every collapse has the fingerprints of Sinn Féin ministers all over it. The first failure came under Minister Conor Murphy, who failed to account for the requirements of the Habitats Directive, a fundamental oversight that left the project legally vulnerable. The second failure came when Sinn Féin collapsed this Assembly for a number of years. With no minister in place, the Permanent Secretary lacked the necessary authority to proceed. The project was withdrawn, years lost, because Sinn Féin played politics with people's lives. The third failure, the most recent, came under Minister John O'Dowd. The Planning Appeals Commission produced a detailed report with clear recommendations to make the scheme robust. That report sat on the Minister's desk for a year. A year of inaction. A year wasted. And when the case returned to the court, the judge was furious at the department's very clear failures. And not the first time the judge has criticised the Department for Infrastructure. He has described it recently as a laughingstock. What does that say about how this department is being run? In the middle of the legal process for one of the biggest projects facing our people here, Sinn Féin even swapped out their ministers, signalling chaos and instability at the very moment when our people were demanding stability. This is not misfortune. This is not bad luck. This is absolute incompetence at the heart of government. And what is shocking is that it has been repeated over and over and over again. And while all the dithering and bungling continues, the cost of the A5 has ballooned. What began as a project estimated to cost £800 million has now escalated to a shocking £2.1 billion. That escalation is not just about inflation. It is not about delay, mismanagement and a total failure to deliver. Families in the North West are paying the price for Sinn Féin's incompetence in government here in the North, not only with their lives, but also with their money. Speaker, let me also say something about the present condition of the A5 and the roads across Tyrone. While we wait endlessly for promises that never materialise, the current road is falling apart and not fit for purpose. Potholes, dangerous patchwork repairs, crumbling surfaces, vehicles are being damaged every single day. Families already battling a cost of living crisis are being hit with repair bills for tyres, suspensions and wheels, all because the executive has failed to invest in the West. People are paying twice, once through their taxes and again through their repair bills. That's unfair, it's unsustainable, it's unacceptable. Now, I know some in this House will quickly point to the former Minister, Nicola Mallon. Let's be clear, when Minister Mallon held this office, she did her due diligence. She did not chase headlines prior to an election or rush decisions for political gain. She took the time to ensure that this scheme was legally robust and ready to proceed. She handed over a project in good faith, expecting successors to see it through. What followed instead was years of incompetence, dithering and failure by Sinn Féin. And there's another contrast worth pointing out. I want to acknowledge the role of the Irish Government. Despite political instability in this place, the Irish Government has consistently reaffirmed its financial commitment to the A5 as part of the Shared Island Fund and previous North-South agreements. They've recognised its importance and the importance of this project for cross-border connectivity, for road safety and economic growth on both sides of the border. Dublin has kept its promise, and Sinn Féin are quick to criticise the Irish Government in Dáil Éireann, but when it comes to their own incompetence here, they're patting each other on the back. Mr Speaker, there's three amendments before us today, and let me deal with them. Sinn Féin's amendment is nothing short of a self-congratulation exercise. Shock. It attempts to absolve them of all responsibility. Shock. They pat themselves on the back. Shock. And attempt to rewrite history. Shock. But the truth is simple. They have ignored the Planning Appeal Commissioner's recommendations and left this scheme legally vulnerable, and they bear responsibility for its failure. Their amendment is a whitewash, and we will not be supporting it. Sinn Féin are keen to have all the power, but never take responsibility. They have their hands on the steering wheel, and they have destroyed the progress that is necessary on this project. The DUP's amendment blames the Climate Act, but the Climate Act did not cause this failure. The problem is not the law. It is Sinn Féin's failure to integrate environmental requirements into the design of the scheme. Even if Minister Poots's original 82% had have stood, the A5 still would have collapsed, because the problem was not the numbers in legislation, but the sheer ineptitude of ministers to get it right. So let me be clear. We absolutely believe that people of the North West can and must have both safe, modern infrastructure and clean air to breathe, but the DUP amendment is another diversion. The Ulster Unionist amendment at least recognises the need for fairness to landowners and the urgency of a safe road, but it too fails the real test of accountability. It shifts the focus from where it should be, the repeated failures of Sinn Féin ministers with this department and the executive. And for that reason, we'll be sticking with our original motion as worded. Mr Speaker, the opposition's position is clear. We support the A5 because it will save lives. We support it because it will unlock the economic potential of the West. But support does not mean silence. Support does not mean giving a free pass to years of incompetence by this shambolic DUP Sinn Féin government. We welcome the intervention recently by Minister Muir in the appeal. At least someone in the executive has shown the willingness to act. But interventions are not enough. This executive must guarantee today that construction will begin within this mandate, that families in Tyrone and Derry and Donegal cannot be told once again to wait a little longer. And let me say this directly to the ministers who have failed. Every month that passes without progress, you are responsible for the risk people face on that road. Every time another family is left grieving, the responsibility is not abstract. It lies with those who have had the power to act but have chosen not to. The A5 is no luxury. It is not an optional extra. It is essential. It is a matter of saving lives and restoring fairness and of showing whether this Assembly is capable of delivering for the people we represent. So 50 lives have been lost, Mr Speaker. $2.1 billion and rising is the cost. Three failed attempts, years upon years wasted, families grieving, communities angry, businesses held back, and all because Sinn Féin could not do their job. Enough is enough, Mr Speaker. The excuses must end. The delays must stop. The bungling must stop. The Assembly must finally deliver. Do your job and get this road built.